MoneyWeb now on the money. Also available on podcast.
This show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Training now with Carmen Noe, economist and macro strategist at Matrix Fund Managers. Carmen, appreciate the early morning time. A note you put out talking around the violence of what was now a little over, 2 weeks ago, mostly KZN, a little bit in Gauteng as well. Talking around the different impacts, GDP, inflation, credit ratings and the like. The GDP, you make the point, probably about half to maybe 1% lower. In the medium term, we might actually get a bit of a pickup thanks to some of those repairs, but this is something which is going to be with us for a while in terms of investor confidence, foreign investor sentiment towards South Africa. This could have a potential longer term impact in a space, GDP, which as a country we can ill afford.
Hi, Simon. Yes, I think we obviously are very focused on the short term impact. So you saw yesterday the Treasury announced various support measures totaling almost 40 billion rand. And a lot of analysts have cited the upside, of the unrest would be the rebuilding.
Yeah.
I do think there is still a risk, as you note, that we are overemphasizing the short-term impact and underappreciating the long-term cost. Mm. And that is because private business will now be a lot more circumspect and careful in terms of investment, unless there is clear action on the part of government to start accelerating reform. So that's sort of what we view as the silver lining, is this is a potential catalyst, very much the way we saw in June when the president announced the increase in the threshold for embedded generation to 100 megawatts. So this could be something that I don't think it completely turns the ship around. That takes many years, but starts moving us in the right direction in terms of, helping small and medium-sized businesses, because ultimately they are the job creators.
Yeah, almost that shock to the system, and suddenly everyone's eyes are wide open and we start doing some of that reform. Inflation's the other sort of significant point. And you comment that, again, short-term you're going to see some supply chain disruptions, and that could certainly have impact. But moving further out, probably not a major impact into our inflation numbers, which have been running sort of, been a bit high, but we're in that mid zone of what the governor and the Reserve Bank is looking for.
Yes, so I think there are lots of various and sort of competing factors impacting on our inflation rate. I think one, until recently, the rand was quite resilient and sort of dampened inflation pressure. Big question there, and is what global dynamics are. Is the Fed going to, unwind their quantitative easing? Could that impact on the currency? Mm. It didn't really react too negatively at the time of the social unrest. Supply chain disruptions, as in your previous interview, those globally have had an impact on some of our prices, for example, in the producer price index, but not so much on the CPI. I think a key dynamic will be what consumption demand will be and what wage settlements will be. So again, the government sector and the fact that they finalize their wage settlement for the coming year or for the current year helps give some certainty. It's a bit higher than we initially thought. But overall, the fact that the economy, as you know, is not doing well and hasn't been doing well even pre-COVID has had a dampening impact on inflation, which means then the South African Reserve Bank doesn't necessarily have to be in an extreme hurry to start raising interest rates.
Yeah, and that does help us. The big point, perhaps, is the rating agencies and our sovereign credit rating. Now, we are in non-investment grade, which is fancy talk for essentially junk status. I mean, this has to have some impact onto that, or will the rating agencies sort of take a wait and see, depending how we respond to your earlier point, is do we seize this opportunity?
So, yes, I think in the very short term, so basically in the second half of this year, the rating agencies will again review the credit rating. As you know, we're in what they call the double B category. I think they would want to wait to see how things pan out. I think the constraint we have now is that we are basically using our bumper tax revenues because of very high global commodity prices to support the economy in the short term, but we're not doing anything really to meaningfully address the long term. And we have to implement those reforms now to get growth up in year 3 to 5, basically. So I do think that the pressure, unfortunately, is still on the downside in terms of the credit rating unless we see action now. I think there is still time to at least stabilize the rating. I think we can only talk about rating upgrades if you start seeing, for example, your growth rate, you know, reach something like 2.5 to 3% on a sustained basis, and you actually start seeing your debt ratio, the government's debt ratio, stabilize and actually start to decline, which is still some way off given all the demands on the government purse.
Yeah, and with our economy, you know, we are fortunate that the commodity prices are benefiting us. That really came at the right time. We need to become independent of that common. No, economist and macro strategist Matrix Fund Managers, appreciate the early morning. This show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.